Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. It is no secret that I have a passion for chicken. And because I'm fortunate to live in a reality where chicken is served in more ways than I can imagine.
We have like chicken parmesan, we have chicken marsala, we have grilled chicken, we can put it on salads.
You like chicken parmesan?
I set out to find some of the chicken near me. At JoJo's Pizzeria at 1015 New York 82 in Ankrum, we were greeted by a friendly counter person.
I guess let's try the chicken parmesan.
Okay.
Who was patient as we tried to decide what chicken to order.
You also have chicken tenders.
There was a selection of pizza available by the slice, from pies on display, like a white pie with ricotta, mozzarella, and parmesan. We decided to try their chicken parm, which comes with spaghetti or ziti.
Let's do the chicken parmesan with salad, I guess. Is it possible to just do it like a la carte, like no?
A small barbecue chicken pizza.
Is it possible to order a pizza that's like small? Small,
yeah, we have individual pies, which is about 10 inch.
And an order of wings.
And we'll try the wings too.
The wings come in different sauces of your choosing, which include choices like garlic parm, sweet chili, traditional buffalo, barbecue, and mild.
My favorite is the sweet chili.
At the urging of our order taker, we opted for the sweet chili wings.
Chili?
Sweet chili, yeah. It's got a little spice, but it's just got a great flavor.
While we waited, we wandered in the empty dining room.
This would be a good place for a birthday party.
Which has brick walls and wooden tables.
Why are there so many little Christmas trees?
Family photos, paintings of wine jugs, an electric fireplace, and an ice cream poster.
So the wings. Oh, wow, the wings.
Really glazed.
Glazed, yeah.
Can see little.
I dug into the chicken wings, which were smothered in a sticky orange sauce.
There's a mix of the little drumsticks and the flat wings.
And served with a small plastic cup of blue cheese.
Tender.
I gnawed the meat off of a drumette, which was more succulent than crispy. The spirit of the wing was lost to the offending sweetness of the gooey chili sauce.
The sweet sauce.
The barbecue chicken pizza was topped only with saucy barbecue chicken.
It's not too heavy on the barbecue sauce.
Oh. Scattered across the pizza in small angular chunks.
I always like my learner afraid to mix tomato sauce with barbecue.
Right, the tomato and barbecue sauce are mixed, which at some places they wouldn't mix.
We appreciated the red sauce underneath this smattering of barbecue sauce.
And the chicken's nice and juicy.
Which cut through its sweetness.
All of my chicken and barbecue sauce just fell off my slice of pizza.
I complimented the crust, which was crisp on the bottom and had a savory depth of flavor.
The crust is kind of thin and chewy.
The chicken parmesan.
The chicken cutlet.
A breaded chicken cutlet served in a ladle full of red sauce.
Yeah, it's in kind of.
And covered in melted mozzarella.
A marinara soup.
Had an uncannily.
It's very
bouncy texture.
Bouncy.
The next day, I drove to a few farms looking for chickens in their natural habitat.
Hey, ladies.
At Liberty Farms at 114 Ostrander Road in Ghent, I located goats,
hello,
sheep, and an alpaca. But no birds.
Trying to figure out where chickens come from.
I followed a sign that read, eggs for sale.
Oh my god, I see chickens.
Until I got to a house with a mini refrigerator in the driveway and a group of chickens with handsome feather styles next to an SUV. By this point, I'd become hungry, so I headed up to Albany to meet friends at Dave's Hot Chicken at 1206 Western Avenue.
Yeah, so what flavor did you get?
I got one.
I was expecting Dave's Hot Chicken to be an unassuming neighborhood spot.
I kind of like, I was under the impression that this was going to be like a quaint like place in Albany.
But I was mistaken.
Do you like cheese on any?
I'll get cheese on the
huge, brightly lit space reverberated with a fast casual modernity. The walls were painted with vibrant colors and decorated with images of their signature cartoon chicken playing basketball. One line of curated wall graffiti read, "Hot AF." The menu at Dave's Hot Chicken is cleverly minimal.
Can I get the number 3 tender and slider?
You can order from a selection of 4 meals, all of which offer some variation of chicken tenders and fries.
Can I get both of the chicken extra hot?
The chicken spiciness levels are on a continuum from no spice to Reaper. I ordered a combination meal, one chicken tender and one chicken slider with fries.
Or actually, can I get one Reaper and one extra hot? Like,
I opted for the Reaper level for my chicken slider. While I opted to have my chicken tender one spiciness level down. This they call extra hot.
How spicy is that? I got one Reaper and one extra hot.
If you are going to name something Reaper, I expect it to deliver a surprising and painful spiciness.
What percentage of people do you think like get the Reaper level?
Twice a week, twice or three times a week, I'm not even gonna lie.
Not very common.
I think it's crazy even getting it any time a week, like.
Yeah.
And Dave's Hot Chicken delivers just this.
I try to go from the Reaper one to the extra hot one to take like a break, but it provides no really.
The chicken slider, which is the same as the tender but served on a potato bun with cheese, and
there's coleslaw and pickles and the tender
had a slightly red hue. It had been tossed in a dry spice rub teetering at the top of the Scoville scale.
So would you say it's probably like in the like 5% of people would get it?
Yeah.
Its atomic heat scorched my lips and made my eyes water. To the point that I was unable to participate in conversation.
Whoa.
Really spicy.
Regardless of heat, all of the chicken tenders are generous pieces of real chicken, lightly breaded, fried, and well-seasoned.
Cajun spice, that's mine. Cajun.
They are served with a house sauce, much like special sauce. The crinkle-cut fries were also fine-tuned. Chunky and short, neither too oily nor too crispy, and provided relief between fiery mouthfuls of chicken. The following day brought new chicken possibilities.
Hey, do you have jerk chicken today?
So I headed to West Indies Natural Foods.
Can I have some?
At 222 Warren Street in Hudson for lunch.
I'm going around like to different places and having chicken.
When I entered West Indies Natural Foods.
Having chicken for the radio.
Oh yeah.
Which doubles as a convenience store carrying a variety of Caribbean products.
You like those hot chicken?
I like really spicy, actually. Actually, do you have hot sauce?
It seemed vacant, except for a guy on the phone next to an ATM machine. But after I waited at the counter for a few moments,
talking about the chicken that go out and eat from the grass and all of that.
Yeah, like a free range.
I was greeted by its luminary owner, Paulette. I asked her if she had any jerk chicken.
How much you need, a large or a small?
Which she confirmed indirectly.
Small, please.
I waited about 10 or 15 minutes. until Paulette came back with a round to-go container. And we chatted for a while about chicken.
Like a rooster?
Like you talk like a rooster, type of chicken.
Yeah.
With different color feathers.
Yeah, beautiful.
And other food matters.
Did you win?
You come first. I'm like, what?
What kind of food did you enter in the competition?
One dish of rice and beans.
Yeah.
And one dish of oxtails. And a little
I tent. Ate my jerk chicken in the park across the street. The chicken was blackened and tender on top of rice falling off of thigh and leg bones.
It's tender pulp pulling apart, tender.
The seasoning on the chicken was an addicting combination of smoky, spicy, sour, and sweet flavors.
And there's a couple beans.
And was served over a mound of aromatic peas and rice.
And there's a bunch of cabbage with like carrots and peppers mixed into it.
It came with a side of warm, cooked, and marinated cabbage tossed with spice from small chilies.
Chicken.
I murmured.
Eat chicken.
As I made my way home. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.